بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن في ذلك لذكرى لمن كان له قلب أو ألقى السمع وهو شهيد صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters and others listening at home over the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind and so merciful. Allah gives us a chance to sit for a little while, to take His blessed name, His Mubarak name, and to share some simple but important advices. We have not come here on our own. Allah has brought us here. And our mothers and sisters, Allah Ta'ala is giving you the opportunity to sit down for a little while, despite your busy schedule and your work, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this we need to make a lot of shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And of course, you have come here, the qurbani you have made so many times, it must be coming strongly, the limiting a break tonight. I'm feeling a bit tired, lazy. But still you overcome that and you come and sit in a gathering which we hope that in this gathering we connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We reflect and ponder over our condition and try to make sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We try to remedy our weak condition. We try to create a strong bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by removing the spiritual maladies that we have in our heart. We make tawbah, istighfar, we engage in dua, we make the dhikr of Allah ta'ala. Recite salawat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala accept these humble gatherings. It is very important when we sit in the gathering where dhikr is taking place, some deeni advice is given, we should listen with humility, sit with humility, and sit with a heart that is ready to absorb important injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spiritual advices taken from Quran and Hadith, so that when we listen attentively, we will take full benefit of it. Then when we come out and when we rise from this gathering, then at least we feel spiritually charged. The day and the weeks go past so quick, or the week goes past so quick, and by the end of the week, again we feel spiritually weak. So at least there is some booster in our life that we should take maximum benefit of. In the verse that I've recited, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَذِكْرَى لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ أَوْ أَلْقَ السَّمْعَ وَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. Without going into the detailed tafsir of this verse, but simply, ulama have explained that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned before this ayat how He had destroyed various nations of the past, and obviously because of the wrongs that they were indulging in. And despite the warnings of the messengers who came to them, they took no heed of those warnings. They were still disobedient. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then destroyed them. So in the ihlaq of these different aqwam, in the destruction of these nations, then Allah says, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَذِكْرَى. In this there's a reminder for that person now who has لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ. Qalb means the heart. Ulama have explained that the person who is sitting in the gathering now, Allah gives him a very sound heart. He's listening very, very, very carefully, attentively, and he's trying to understand and bring into his life immediately whatever is being spoken. So he listens with full understanding. He's got a sapient heart, an intelligent mind. He's got aqal. He's listening and he's imbibing in his self, in his spiritual self. Or أَلْقَ السَّمْعَ وَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. Sometimes the person cannot understand fully, so then he goes to somebody else who understood it, and he lends an attentive ear, and his heart also is alive, and then he also benefits. So basically what it means, a person who will benefit from the verses of the Quran, ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from dini discussions, discourses, is the one who listens very, very attentively, and his heart is shaheed, means his heart is hadir, his heart is attentive. He is genuine, he is serious, he is coming with that purpose, that mother and sister is listening with that intention, that, oh my Allah, help me to make islah of myself. The speaker himself first, his ears and his heart is closest to him. So I should be having that heart that will absorb that advice that we are going to share. And similarly, the congregation or the listeners should listen attentively with this niyat, this firm intention, that how I can change my condition for the better. How I can become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise we will sit, and inshallah we will be rewarded for the sitting. We would have made some effort, but that effort that we made and that listening was not with listening with our ears and our heart. We just sat. We will benefit, we get some reward, but we won't benefit fully as much as we ought to benefit. We have different types of people. Allah protect us. Some people's spiritual heart is dead. And we have mentioned this so many times with examples. Spiritually the person is dead. So he does not care about any dini discourse. He doesn't care about listening to any wa'az, nasihat. He's far away from deen. He's living a life full of ghaflat, negligence. There is no deen in his life, no deen in her life. Very far away. There is no salat, no zakat, no fasting, no had, no dhikr, nothing, absolutely nothing. Allah protect us. Then we have those who have a heart, but they are not prepared to listen and humble themselves. Many feel very proud and arrogant, and they feel they can do it themselves. They don't need to be admonished, they don't need to be reminded. Whereas Allah says in the Quran, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and remind one another. Every one of us requires reminders. All of us. You can be an alim, a mufti, a sheikh also. In fact, sometimes you are in need of more reminders than others. Because sometimes we become oblivious of things. We take things for granted. So all of us need to humble ourselves. This attitude that I don't care what these people are saying. And then we begin to find faults, and we point fingers, and we look for errors and blunders in people's lives. This should not be our condition. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to be reminded. We must have that attentive heart. Years will go past, and even though we attending discourses and majalis of mashayikh and ulama, but still there was no spiritual improvement in our lives. And we need to question ourselves. And look at this verse. This verse is telling us that إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَذِكْرَ لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ. We need to have that attentive heart. I must pay full attention and understand and bring into my life what is being spoken, so that I may spiritually now progress. Little by little, little by little, eventually that hard rock, as that droplets of water or rain falls on that one specific part of the rock, over time, you will find there will be a hole that is coming onto that rock. Like that, even though sometimes you may feel our hearts have become very hard, but through the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through these spiritual majalis and discourses, little by little, inshallah, that nur will penetrate into our heart. We will rid ourselves of the spiritual maladies, because time is moving so fast. We are caught up in this dunya in such a way that we have absolutely no time or hardly any time to ponder and reflect that I really need to reach my Allah with a qalbi salim, with a sound heart. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. On the day of Qiyamah, the person has abundant wealth, he's got family, he's got children. He was very prosperous in his world, but that is not going to benefit him. Except that person who has come with a sound, a pure heart. This is what Allah desires from us, that we return to Allah with a clean heart. A heart that is free of shirk, kufr, nifaq, spiritual maladies, anger, hasad, pride, jealousy, bughz, adawat, to the best of our ability. We go to the supermarket, we purchase fruit. Or we order some premium fruit. And those boxes of fruit come home. And then when we open the box, it's supposed to be very high, superior quality, A grade. But we find sometimes one or two of those fruit, it is not of superior quality, it is of inferior quality. In fact, sometimes it may be bad, gone rotten. What do? We send it back to the person who we purchased it from. Either he replaces it with the right quality of fruit, or he gives us a refund. Well, no problem. You paid for it. So you want what you paid for, must give you that money's worth. You'll make all those magajmari, you'll make those phone calls, you'll make all the efforts so that you get that quality of fruit that you paid for. But when it comes to our heart, we don't bother what type of heart we are going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with. That heart which is tarnished, blemished with evil, with spiritual maladies, with so many spiritual sicknesses. We're not worried that it must be brimming with Allah's love. It must be full of nur and light. It must reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a most beautiful manner. But when the dunya product that we purchased, whether it was a fruit or some appliance or whatever it may be, there's some scratches there, it's tarnished, it's blemished, and immediately we get agitated, upset, and we will exchange it, we'll send it back. My respected brothers and elders and our mothers, we hear this thing all the time, nafs, islah, tarbiyat, spiritual maladies, taqwa, connecting to Allah Ta'ala, marifat of Allah, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because this heart that we have is absolutely precious. Priceless. It's a treasure. Ask our women folk, our mothers, the ladies at home. They have a jewelry box. Why? What's in the jewelry box? They're not storing food there. They're storing their precious jewelry. That diamond they have. That necklace. Perhaps sentimental value my mother gave me when I was married, or my husband gave me when for my nikah, or whether it was my mahar, or whatever it was. All those jewelry, they are preserved in the jewelry box, under very careful eye. It's locked up. Now and again, that mother or that sister will open the jewelry box with care, just to check everything is still inside. And it is preserved. No dust must come inside. It must not become rusted. It must be kept neat and clean. It is covered well. We have the spiritual heart. Both the physical and spiritual heart is absolutely important. Person has a heart attack. Somebody tells you, so and so had a heart attack. Allah protect us. And Allah give all those people with this heart problem, Allah give them shifa. Immediately we become worried. The next thing we think, he must moth. Hope he's not now on the verge of moth or death. He must look after himself, go for a bypass, whatever it is. So for the physical heart also we are concerned. Like that, the spiritual heart. It is this special jewelry box that we have inside our chest. And that is why Shah Waliullah Rahmatullahi Alayhi, the great sage of his time. And he was able to set up. He's not claiming anything, but he would address the Mughal rulers of the time and he say, Oh Mughal, Empress, we have heard a lot about the vast treasures that you possess, the material treasures of this world. You were very, very rich. But all your treasures combined cannot buy the treasure that Waliullah has in his chest. The love of Allah, the marifat of Allah, the taqwa, being worried about my fate, my condition, my plight in the hereafter. Is my Allah pleased with me? Am I doing those things that is making my Allah Ta'ala happy and razi? Or am I doing things that are making my Allah angry with me, disappointed with me, displeased with me? In the month of Rabiul Awwal, we'll hear talks on seerah of Rasulullah s.a.w. Am I doing those things that my Nabi s.a.w., when he sees me on the day of Qiyamah, will be happy with me? These are things we need to reflect on. If we are going to keep our jewelry box open, if the mother keeps it open, the sister keeps it open, what's going to happen? Somebody will steal the jewelry inside. Become full of dust and dirt. Our jewelry boxes are kept open. Shaitan is going to steal from there. That namaz you raise, so much of noor you acquired, he is stealing the noor away. The charities you gave, the noor of it is going to go disappear. Can we be so foolish then? Not to preserve this valuable treasure. So we have these majalis. It's for our own benefit. For our own benefit. Inshallah, the day comes in our life and we will realize the benefit of these. Sometimes one or two words are said. And at that moment, when a person is now tempted with some vice, then again those words reflect. They stay away from guna. Please Allah, have taqwa, all of us. Allah sends that message again. It is a wa'az from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to be sincere, genuine, dedicated, make up our minds. I need to spiritually progress. Otherwise we will just regret. Time will go past. What we're supposed to achieve, what we're supposed to get, and what we had in our possession, and the opportunities we had with us, we did not seize those opportunities. We did not make qadr of those things that we had in our hands. Now when it is too late, then we will regret. You know, there was a person, simple example, a youngster, we have the catapult or a sling, so he takes a sling, and he puts a stone and he shoots towards the bird to shoot the birds. And then he would take this bird and sell it. Like that, there was a youngster. He had a nice sling with him. He went somewhere in some area and he saw many birds in the trees. And he picked up the stones one after the other. And he had a little bag where he put those stones also, collected the stones. And then he began shooting, and some of those birds he managed to get. And some of the stones obviously didn't hit his target. And then he got those birds and he went running to the marketplace and he goes to somebody to install. And he presents those birds and he offers that for sale. And the person gives him maybe 10 rand, 20 rand. But as he's standing there and he has his bag of stones, and that's also on the counter, and one or two stones that fell off or came off that bag of his. And when the seller, or the purchaser, sorry, the purchaser, when he who purchases birds, he sees those stones there, he makes an offer for the stones. He said, can I give you 1 million rand for that stone? This person, this boy, thinks, are you going off your head? He begins to laugh. So that purchaser thinks perhaps is offering too less. Okay, I'll give you 2 million. He said, you're going crazy. What is... Are you mad? He said, are you joking with me? He said, okay, I'll give you 2.5 million. And by the time other people also come around, and then this boy turns on to that person, to the people, and says, what's wrong with this man? He gives me 10, 20 rand for the bird. Okay, that's the price of it. And he's offering me like 2.5 million for these stones. So then they say, bhai, you have not understood the value of the stones. They're not ordinary stones. To your eye, it must have been just like a pebble or a stone. These are very, very, very qeemti stones. You don't get them ordinarily. They are priceless. That is why he's offering you that price. Now he regrets how many stones he lost. How many more stones he would have collected and how much more rich he would have become. When we procrastinate, when it is too late, more comes. And then we're reminded that we had so many opportunities. We delayed and delayed and delayed and delayed. May Allah give us tawfiq of becoming serious lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do it gradually. Overnight we can't just become so pious. We need to gain taqwa. We will make mistakes, tawbah istighfar. Make mistake, tawbah istighfar. Stay in good company, good environment. Try our level best. Spend our time correctly. Make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as part of our life. Otherwise, very easily we can slip when there's peer pressure or when we are tempted suddenly one day, Allah protects us. And at that time, believe me, a person's ilm will not assist him. The aqal, the intelligence also will not assist him when the person is so overwhelmed, so overpowered by nafs and shaitan and the environment the person is in. If the person does not have the taqwa and fear of Allah and does not push away and refrain from that sin, then he will become embroiled in that sin. There's an incident of a woman, and she gives her story. And her husband was very particular, and she also about the deen, etc. And she was in hijab. She had covered her face. And one day she goes for a wedding function. I want my sisters and mothers and all of us, we need to take a lesson from the story. Wallahi al-Azim, I've got no person, I'm just relating a story. But we need to now sit back and ponder and reflect. Don't worry about what's happening to others. Worry about ourselves. And stop making excuses and pointing fingers at ulama and mashayikh and people and tabligh jamaat and these people. No, we need to now become serious in our own lives. Otherwise, shaitan will teach us 1,000 excuses, and in the end, on the day of qiyamah, shaitan will tell us, Quran says, فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't blame me, blame yourselves. مَا أَنَا بِمُسْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُسْرِخِي. I can't help you today, you can't help me today. I can't help you, you can't help me. I didn't force you, I just invited you towards evil and you followed. In any case, she says she goes for this wedding function. And her husband always warned her about her hijab, etc. She goes, she's got her face covered, she's sitting. But in that particular wedding function, suddenly there was music and there was dancing. It was only women. And all these women now, they were showing off the dresses that they were wearing. And their beauty, hair open. And then somebody also told her, why don't you also join in? She becomes overwhelmed. Nafs and shaitan get the better of her. She removes her veil. And she was an absolutely beautiful woman. Her haze open. Now she's also busy dancing and singing with those other women, enjoying herself. At that moment, her aqal didn't come into effect. She became overpowered by nafs and shaitan because she began enjoying that sin. Guna ka maza. She was getting the maza of that guna. That time, khawf of Allah Ta'ala was gone. That time she didn't think of Malakul Maut coming at that time. She forgot everything. Enjoyed herself. Goes back home, everything over. It so happens the husband has to go overseas for some business. And he's sitting with there in an office with some others. And they're doing the business deal, whatever it was. And suddenly some discussion started, and while they're discussing, there were two young men there, and they began to talk about, you know, who's the most beautiful woman that you have seen and I have seen. And they started talking about that, and then the one person then opens out a video recording of a wedding, and he plays it on the screen there, where in the presence of this man who had gone. And lo and behold, she writes that the ground beneath my husband's feet began to move when he saw that the woman they were referring to as the most beautiful woman was none other than his own wife that some woman had taken the video of at that wedding function, displaying her upper part of her body, hair open. When all that happened, immediately he left that meeting, comes back home, and a fight ensues. He becomes angry, and in the rage, in his argument with her, she says what any woman would not want to hear: talaq, talaq, talaq. She writes after that, "Today my life is absolutely miserable. I have become a destitute. I was living such a nice life. I had a husband who was so caring, so loving. One slip, one guna, I became so overpowered that it brought destruction to my life. I don't know about weddings. Alhamdulillah, I don't attend any functions. Allah protect me. This is not claim or anything. Allah protect me all the time. Believe me, every single day my worry is I must not be a munafiq. I must not slip. And therefore I ask you to make dua for myself and for all of us. We all need to be having this qalbi sareem and living with taqwa. When nafs and shaitan come, then I said sometimes that knowledge also. Yes, a person has to be firm in his knowledge. He must have firm taqwa. He must have strong iman. At that time he must say, ma'adallah. Nonetheless, it is a lesson for all of us, all our women folk. That be careful, be careful, be careful. We go for those functions, entertainment, and thinking it's only woman. What's the need of opening your hair? What's the need to show your body? Your husband should be happy with you and your clothing and praise you. Not show others, and you want to be flattered and praised. This is all dunya. How long will that beauty stay with and remain with us? Allah forbid sometimes a person has a terrible accident, then what happens? Allah forbid a person has some disease, and all the beauty that suddenly fades. Leave all that, maut comes you in the qabr, what happens? That is all dunya, short-lived. Think of the beauty of the akhirat. The nur Allah will give the woman, the believing woman of this world, on their faces in Jannah. Think of that pure life that Allah wants from us. There are so many other things that come to mind, but we will terminate today, inshallah. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of us. Sometimes we tempted in that business deal, that let me just make some nice money, man. Even though this deal is not 100% Sharia compliant, it's not halal. But I need to make some money. We tempted. And we go and we indulge in the transaction. It will take away all the barakah and happiness from our life, believe me. Remember, Hazrat Maulana Salim Dorat Sahib had mentioned not long ago, he mentioned that in the farma bardari of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is only fayda for us. There is only benefit when we are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No nuqsan. Outwardly, it may seem sometimes by doing this particular deed, I may be suffering some type of nuqsan. Example, a person closes his shop namaz time. He said, no, I'm going for namaz. And there were customers who came and they went away somewhere else. But he says, believe me, that Allah will still give you more even. Those customers went away, but others will come and others will purchase. Sometimes Allah makes it such that the same customers who may not be, who came there and you close the doors because you're going for salah, they will wait until you come. They can see this man is a man of God. So I will stand and I will buy from him because he's an honest person. So in obeying Allah, there is only good. There is only fayda for us. And in disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is only nuqsan, nuqsan, nuqsan. At that moment, while we enjoying that sin, it is only lazzati arizi, temporary enjoyment, temporary enjoyment. After that, it is finished, kalas, gone. And there is only zillat afterwards. So respected elders, friends, all of us need to make islah for ourselves. Allah protect all of us. Allah keep make us from the sadiqeen. May Allah keep us in good company. May Allah protect us from guna. People show us our faults. Look, introspect your life and see, yes, if I got this, then let me make the change. And if we don't have that, then no problem. Make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, you protected me and you have given me some good quality. Allah, increase me in the ni'mat and give me so many other good qualities, so that I have a clean, pure heart when I reach you. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.